Oregon is without a Secretary of State for a time. Dennis Richardson, who held the position a bit more than 2 years, died Tuesday night at his home in Central Point. Richardson had been battling brain cancer. His election as Secretary of State in 2016 marked the first election of a Republican to statewide office since the 1990s. Dennis Richardson had been a helicopter pilot in the Marines, a lawyer, a Central Point City Council member, a state legislator, a candidate for governor, and 2 years later, Secretary of State. He admitted to us a year into the job that it was a bit more comprehensive than he thought while running for it.
You know, when I was campaigning, I thought I knew what the job of Secretary of State encompassed, and I really was naive about it. My goal is to ensure that people all across the state have greater confidence in the integrity of our election system, have greater help in their businesses through the Department of Corporations, that we have greater focus on civics, in teaching civics to our kids through our archives division. I want to be transparent, and I want to have greater accountability and, you know, and just restore a greater trust in government.
Dennis Richardson from 2017, he had lofty goals for his work as Secretary of State. He touched a lot of people on the way to that job in both state and local government. We have three guests with us. Representative Carl Wilson of Grants Pass is the current Republican leader in the Oregon House. Thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Former Representative Peter Buckley, a Democrat of Ashland, worked closely with Richardson when they shared the Ways and Means co-chair position for the House several years ago. Former Representative Buckley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And Jeff Mapes is with us as well. He covers politics now for Oregon Public Broadcasting and previously for many years for the Oregonian. Jeff, thank you for being here.
Hey, good to be with you, Jeffrey.
All right, good to have you all here. Carl Wilson, you were leaving the legislature as Dennis Richardson was coming in. Is that right, the first time?
That's correct. I got to know Dennis actually during my interim period between political stints here. I had him on my talk show a couple of times, and we appeared at a lot of events that we were mutually interested in.
So you knew him pretty well over the years, it sounds like.
Yeah, I really did. You know, and I would just say, you know, we were sad yesterday and shocked, but the air is really out of the building today. And that is the there's a little bit of gloom that's set in today as we really contemplate the depth of that loss.
Dennis Richardson was very focused on his goals and very focused on his political positions, but he was, I don't know, for lack of a better term, a rather sunny figure in some ways, too, wasn't he, Carl?
Yes, he really was. And, you know, I really appreciate the soundbite a moment ago because you could just see the unbridled enthusiasm for the task in his voice. And, you know, to have someone in this building that maintains a sunny disposition, that is a wonderful thing. And you characterized him correctly.
Peter Buckley, you co-chaired the House side of Joint Ways and Means for a session, 2 years worth in the legislature, which must be basically like two people trying to wear the same shirt or something. What was that like?
That's a good description of it. it was very intense. We would argue for hours, 5 days a week. We'd be in the conference room and, let's say, a fiscal office and going over every single part of the budget. And Dennis was a stickler. He had a great mind for details. He was really always aggressive in going into every single budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. Very, very aggressive to go into every single budget line and really go through it. He also had, as has been mentioned, he had that great sense of humor that sometimes just surprised you. He'd make a remark that just, you know, come out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it was there. I really thought he was just a tremendous person to work with in that way. Very, very detail oriented and really determined to make good things happen.
Obviously, working as a Democrat and a Republican, and the reason you shared that seat, I should point out, is because the House was split evenly, 30 Democrats, 30 Republicans at the time, so you had to share it. Coming into this job with very different budget priorities, how did you keep it all civil?
Well, you know, I think we both trusted that we were there for the right reasons, and I knew Dennis was. He wasn't there to make a big name for himself. He was there to get good things done, and that's why I was there, too. We both, I think, trusted that in each other. But it was a constant discussion. Senator Richard Devlin was our Senate co-chair, and I've made this comment before. I think Dennis and I aged Senator Devlin greatly during that session, because Senator Devlin had to sit there and kind of be the referee as we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But that was the process. We were determined to get it done. We were determined to get it done on time. And I think we all feel good that we got it done.
Jeff Mapes, more or less the dean of Oregon Political Reporters, you've covered so many politicians over the years. What general impressions have of Dennis Richardson from your encounters with him?
I think what the other two say is correct, that he really did. He was somebody who really got along with his fellow politicians well. And despite his very staunch conservative views, which, are out of sync with much of the leadership of the state, he still had good relationships across the aisle. I mean, he really is a rarity in Oregon politics. He was the only Republican in statewide office. And even though he served in the job for only 2 years, I really think he left a legacy there, particularly in elevating the whole attention given to the audit function of the Secretary of State.
He did indeed. We'll talk about that just a little more in a minute. We're talking about Dennis Richardson, the late Secretary of State of Oregon, who died on Tuesday night at his home in Central Point after a battle with brain cancer. Our guests are Representative Carl Wilson, who is the current House Minority Leader in Oregon in the legislature, former State Representative Peter Buckley of Ashland, a Democrat, Jeff Mapes of Oregon Public Broadcasting. Your questions and comments welcome as well at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Representative Carl Wilson, did you ever hear Dennis Richardson say, pro tanto quid retribuamus?
No, I never heard that. But apparently, now I have.
Apparently, you said it quite a bit. Having been given much, what will you give in return? Was there a real sense of duty in what you saw Dennis Richardson do through his various public jobs?
Well, there was. And I think one thing that I find the most fascinating is when you have a local office holder, like a state representative, suddenly moves up and is Secretary of State. You realize that, you know, you're the Secretary of State for 36 counties now, and you're the Secretary of State for an entire community known as Oregon. And to me, I think it takes a knack to understand how to broaden yourself as you move from a tight locality and one that is very, very conservative into being everybody's Secretary of State. You know, I would just love to see that more often as people kind of get that light when they move from being a local servant and they move into a statewide position, because it does take a knack and it takes understanding to realize that, I've got to broaden myself here. I'm everybody's Secretary of State. And to me, that's one of the things that really impressed me about him.
Peter Buckley, I understand there was an April Fool's Day joke during Dennis Richardson's time in the House after he was appointed Speaker Pro Tem.
Right. And Dennis, I think that was my first session, and Dennis loved being Speaker Pro Tem. He loved having the gavel in the front of the chamber. And April Fool's that day, now Senator Mark Hass was in the House at the time, and he had a picture of Dennis made into like a little mask on a stick type of thing. And he handed them out to the 59 other representatives. So when Dennis stood up to take the gavel and start the session that morning, he looked out on the chamber and saw 59 Dennis Richardsons looking back at him. And he enjoyed that greatly. He thought that was a lot of fun.
Jeff Mapes, you mentioned the audit function that Dennis Richardson seemed to really relish as Secretary of State. He was very public about those audits performed by his office, more so than it seemed than any other Secretary of State in my 33-plus years in Oregon. Did he use his office in ways you had not seen before?
That was certainly the main one. And, you know, that is an important function of the office and one that's often forgotten. I think people tend to think of the Secretary of State as overseeing the elections process, and of course, next in line to be governor if that office becomes vacant. But he really, you know, as you point out, he made a big deal about the audits process. He highlighted the findings, frankly, in a way that many of the targets, you know, the agencies involved in it, and oftentimes Democratic office leaders felt was too partisan or went too far with what the audit had found. You know, they disagreed with that. But he did venture into a lot of territories that hadn't been audited before, prime example being the Portland School District.
So, Peter Buckley, I understand that Dennis Richardson, as hard as he could be on budget requests and trying to make sure that the people's money was well spent in Oregon, it sounds like he also could be willing to take a lesson. He was willing to talk to agency heads directly and really get to the guts of what they were talking about.
He spent countless hours. We'd go through a budget review with an agency, call the agency directors back in. We'd go over it two or three times if there's something that didn't quite didn't make sense to him. But there's one instance where he was looking at the cost of a residential facility, worked with people with developmental disabilities, young adults, young males, and he was stunned by the cost of it. So he went to visit the facility, and he spent time there, and he realized that the 24-hour a day, 7 days a week, the need to have four staff members always on call, you know, the cost of it made sense to him after he visited, and he came back, and he was a champion for that program.
Representative Carl Wilson, you've worked with a lot of legislators through two stints in Salem. How rare is that quality in somebody willing to go to that extent to discover the real gist of what it is they're trying to make a ruling on?
You know, that is rare that someone would do something like that. And, you know, he was also, you know, when you stop and think about it, he was in a wonderful position to parlay his experience on Ways and Means. Because, you know, when you're, as Peter knows, you know, when you're on Ways and Means, you know where the bones are buried. And so, you know, Dennis emerges from the Ways and Means experience knowing so much about all of these budgets, I mean, like the back of his hand, and to move into an audit function as Secretary of State was just a natural, and I tell you, he just did that for all he was worth.
We're talking about the late Secretary of State of Oregon, Dennis Richardson, who died on Tuesday night at his home in Central Point after a bout of brain cancer. Representative Carl Wilson of Grants Pass is the current Republican leader in the State House. Peter Buckley of Ashland is a Democrat who is a former member of the State House. Jeff Mapes covers politics for Oregon Public Broadcasting, previously for the Oregonian. Your comments welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jeff Mapes, you mentioned how conservative Dennis Richardson was and how those are somewhat counter to the body politic in Oregon, which makes it somewhat surprising that he did get elected to statewide office. So very much a straight-laced, button-down guy, but he told you apparently in an interview last year it kind of took him a while to get to be that person.
Yes, absolutely right. He, you know, as you mentioned, he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and he said he really came back there in pretty tough shape. He was did not have a strong religious faith at the time. His marriage had failed, you know, had one son from that, and was really, as he says, struggling to find his way in life. And eventually he did come to that faith. He became a very devout Mormon and remarried. You know, he and his wife had 8 kids and very successful career as a lawyer and, you know, a family life, civic life in Southern Oregon, but you're absolutely right. This is not something that came easy to him.
And so now 9 kids ultimately and 51 grandkids is the count I have seen.
31, I believe it is.
Is it 31? Okay, that's a little more manageable.
The number keeps changing, you know. I know. I feel like every time I've ever asked anybody that question, it clicks up like a you know, like a meter on a gas pump or something.
It goes up by 10 every time, yeah, something like that. So I'm so glad you're here, Jeff Mapes. Peter Buckley, you had mentioned in a couple of discussions with me in the past about, but you're marveling at the devotion of Dennis Richardson to his family.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, family was so much. His wife, Kathy, was up in the Capitol with him, just an incredible woman. And I would joke with him. I would constantly ask him, how do you do that? I mean, I had 3 kids. How do you do 8 kids and then adopt one more, which is what they did? And he just adored his family. And he was he loved telling father stories about, you know, really kind of setting up what the rules were and really working with his kids and you know, here's how we're going to get you to college and this is your part of the deal, this is my part of the deal, and very straightforward that way. But he was constantly focused on his family.
Carl Wilson, what in the way of tributes are planned in the legislature? What has happened so far? What else is being planned?
Well, from what I understand, we're going to have a state funeral service on Wednesday in the House chamber of next week. That's the extent of what I know at this point.
All right. What else can you tell us about your impressions of working with Dennis Richardson over the years?
Well, you know, the sunny personality thing, I want to go back to that because in the same breath, I want to honor his Vietnam service. He wasn't just dropping sea rations or
humanitarian
cases of beer out in these places. You know, I mean, he was actually going out where they were really mixing it up. And, you know, for anyone to get through that war and maintain a sense of normalcy as he goes along is a big thing. I mean, you know, I served during that era. I was 700 miles out of country, and still, even yet today, I find myself on YouTube looking at Vietnam videos on a regular basis. And, you know, I was just on the supply side there. And, you know, so Dennis battled through a lot to become the man that he did. And, you know, I use the term steadfast when I described him in my press release. And that's what he was. He was a steadfast man. He knew what he loved, and he served it with all his heart.
I should point out that the governor has ordered flags at the state offices lowered to half staff in honor of Dennis Richardson. We have many different statements from the Senate Majority Leader, for example, Jenny Burdick, on the passing of Richardson, a statement from the House Speaker, Democrat Tina Kotek, on the passing of Dennis Richardson, in addition to Carl Wilson's statement from the minority party in the House. There needs to be a new Secretary of State now. The governor says she wants some Republican who does not want the job in an election. Jeff Mapes, A, is that legal? B, can she hold anyone to that promise?
No, she can't. I mean, the law does require that she appoint another Republican to that seat. And it really, and this has happened before, and really what it depends on is the person appointed to that position keeping their word, because I'm sure the governor will try to exact a promise from whomever she appoints to that position. And then it's up to whether that person keeps that word or not.
So I understand that the appointee, unlike an elected Secretary of State, cannot become governor if the governor should vacate her office.
Right. The line of succession now goes, the next in line is now the state treasurer, Tobias Reed.
Okay. So that's where things stand right now at the moment. Any further thoughts from you, Jeff Mapes, on your dealings with Dennis Richardson? You had a long interview with him last year.
Well, I should say it was my colleague Kate Davidson that interviewed him. And you know, that interview did engender some controversy because he talked about his feelings in regards to gay marriage and homosexuality. I mean, he maintains conservative views on that, but talked about, you know, respecting everyone as an individual. And it did, as I said, made some controversy. I mean, one thing that was sort of remarkable about his rise is he did have many of the views of a Republican that many people thought could not be elected to statewide office. And in fact, those views were a difficulty when he ran for governor. But when he ran for Secretary of State after running for governor, he had that name recognition. Plus, he did a very good job of saying, my focus is going to be on the duties of Secretary of State, the audit function, et cetera. And one other thing I found very interesting when he took that, when he won the office, you know, it was the same time Donald Trump was coming in as president and raising issues about widespread voting fraud. And Dennis Richardson did not echo those calls at all. He basically defended Oregon's voting system, said it was very well run, and that was something of a different point of view than many Republican office holders had around the country.
I noticed that, too, that he said we're not going to be talking about voter fraud because he doesn't believe that there's much to it. That was quite a standing apart from his party.
Yeah, I think and part of it was, you know, among other things, he is a smart politician, and I think he understood where Oregon voters were. And, you know, he tried very hard to reach out to folks who did not support him in the election. You know, he spent a fair amount of time both before and after the election up in Portland, meeting, for example, with African-American groups and voters in Portland, and talked a lot about how he wanted to understand much more where they were coming from, that he had not had much experience with that in his life.
Carl Wilson, you mentioned at the outset the fact that Dennis Richardson had figured out when he got elected to a statewide office he was not just representing one district in Jackson and Josephine counties, but represented all 36 counties of the state of Oregon. Did some of the things he did as Secretary of State rub up against the Republican leadership in the state?
You know, there was certainly no real talk about that, at least not in the crowd that I traveled with. You know, I think that we just were so confident in Dennis and his values and who he was that we just trusted him to do right. And he certainly didn't let us down. You know, and as we move into this phase where the talk is already building to a crescendo about succession here, hope we keep it simple. We know Dennis. We know the kind of person he is, and I just hope that the person the governor picks is somebody who Dennis would pick. You know, we'd all appreciate that, I think.
Any ideas? I mean, I know it's very early, and it feels a little vulgar to be even asking, but is there anybody you would like to see in that position?
You know, at this point, Jeffrey, I really haven't gone down that path yet. You know, I just haven't been comfortable in doing that, and you know, where that boundary is, I don't know, but I just don't think I've reached it yet.
Peter Buckley, when you think about the people you could have worked with as a co-chair in Ways and Means, was Dennis Richardson possibly the best choice you could have had?
I think in many ways, yes. I have to say that when it first came about, when we realized that the House was tied and then it moved into the point, because Dennis had been in Ways and Means. He had been a very key member of Ways and Means previously. So no one knew the budget better than Dennis, but I have to admit that given how different our views are on social issues and in other areas and the role of government, I was a little bit perplexed on how we were going to get through it. But I did trust what we would. He's a very bright man, and he was there for the right reasons, so I had some trust that we were going to get through.
Dennis Richardson is who we're talking about here on the Jefferson Exchange, the late Secretary of State of Oregon, who died at his home in Central Point on Tuesday evening. We have had the pleasure of the company of these guests to remind us about the things that Dennis Richardson did in his public life. Peter Buckley, a Democrat, worked closely with Richardson in the state legislature. Representative Carl Wilson of Grants Pass, currently in the legislature and their current Republican leader in the House. Jeff Mapes, covering politics for Oregon Public Broadcasting now and previously for the Oregonian. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, good to have you.